making sure all parties on the farm are on board with risk management. Today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Multiple stakeholder farms can complicate any risk strategy planning. Purdue University ag economist Jim Minter.
There's no single right answer, but the key here is to get these issues on the table and discuss them, which a lot of times in our experience, farms don't have these discussions.
Minter says the topic is timely.
Do we have sufficient equity and liquidity to handle adversity in a cyclical downturn? And that's a good point to talk about in 2024 because we're in the early stages of a cyclical downturn.
Mintert's colleague, Michael Langemeyer, notes there can be generational obstacles.
A lot of times the younger generation are fairly risk neutral. They want to grow. And so they're willing to take on debt, whereas the older generation, they've just got done paying off some loans, perhaps for some land, and they're a little bit more leery about taking on debt. You've got to come to an agreement.
Langemeyer says these discussions need to be based on an up-to-date balance sheet at a minimum.
I encourage people to go one step further and really start thinking about developing financial statements. A lot of farms have a balance sheet and a cash flow, but do not necessarily have an income statement. And of course, my favorite statement, the sources and uses of funds statement.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.